Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Lama Gimel, the last two words on Daf Lama Beis on Beis, and we are merely discussing the two mitzvahs of the Torah of Prika and Teina, and the Pasuk of Pash Mishpatim states, Kisira Chamasai Nacha, Revit Tachas Masai, Vechadatum Azavloi, Azav Tazav Imai, and the Rabbanah learned that certainly this Pasuk is discussing the mitzvah of Prika, when the animal of your friend has a burden and it's too hard for the animal to hold it, then there's a mitzvah for you to help your friend to take off the packages off of his animal, and the Pasuk in Pash Kisese states, Lysiras Chamarachi, which according to the Rabbanon is referring to the mitzvah of Teina, and the Torah teaches us that if your friend has a bunch of packages that he needs to load onto his animal, then you have a mitzvah to go and help him. And the Gemara taught us that according to Rav Shimon, it's Loi Misai Mikra, and he is uncertain which pasuk is referring to Prika and which pasuk was referring to Teina. And of course, there was an Afkamina, and Lafida Tanakama, there's a mitzvah to do Prika Bechinam. However, when performing Teina, a person can ask his friend for wages, and Rav Shimon argues on the Tanakhama, and he holds both Prika and Teina have to be done Bechinam. Let's also review the Shita Rabbi Yisai Aglili that he stated in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yisai Aglili Ime, Imhoya Lav Yesa Masoy in Zakagloi, that if the owner of the animal overloaded its animal with a package that it's not normal to carry, then you won't be responsible to help him and do Prika, Shanama Tachas Masoy, Masoy Shiach Lamibai. And finally, right at the top of that Lamib Bez and Abez, Rabbi stated, Medivri Shneim Nilma, Tzabal Chaim Deraisa, that both according to Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon, we see that they hold that Tzav Bala Chaim Deraisa, and this is based on the Kal V'chomer that Tanakhama brought, stated that if the Torah would only say the Pasha of Teina, then we would know the din of Prika based on the Kal V'chomer, as certainly if you chayv to do Teina, then you chayv to do Prika, since there's an element of Tzav Bala Chaim by Prika, which is not by Teina. And after the Gemara went back and forth as to Raias to the din of Rava or against Rava, if Tzav Bala Chaim is Deraisa or if Tzav Bala Chaim is Lav Deraisa, the Gemara brought a simon, Behemas, Behemas, Oyev Soini, Ravtson, and we already saw four of these rayas. The first one was a raya to Rava, and the last four, including the raya that we will see in a moment, are rayas against Rava. And before we begin the last raya against Rava, let us mention the pasuk in Pasha Mishpatim once again that states, Kisira Chamosei Nacha Revitz Tachas Masoi V'chadalta Ma'azev Loi Azev Tazev Imoi. And the Gemara begins Toshma that we learned in the Braisa, and we continue in Daf Lama Gimel Vadalf Revitz Loi Ravtson. The Torah states that it was Revitz that it happened to be that it fell down and it was crouching, but it's Mashma that it wasn't normal for it to do so. As Rashi says, Mikrihu loy was a one-time occurrence that this occurred, Shereviz tachz masoy bepamazoyz v'loy ravtson haragol b'kach, and this was not its normal way, and therefore there's a chiyuv to do prika. And similarly, Reivetz v'loy eimed, the only time there's a chiyuv to do prika is if it's actually crouching and it fell down under the weight of its package, but not if it's standing, even though it's struggling to stay up, there's still not going to be a din of prika, and there won't be a mitzvah to do prika. Bryce just taught us that we learned two different dinim from the word of Reivetz, and then the Gemara continues that we learned two different dinim for the words tachas masoi that it states in the pasuk b'negei prika, and the Gemara continues tachas masoi v'loy mefarik that the mitzvah only applies when the animal fell down and it's underneath its package and it still has its package on it v'loy mefarik, but the mitzvah doesn't apply when the packages fell off the animal. And at least at this point of the Gemara's havamina is that we're talking about a case where you would have to go and put the packages back on the animal, and the Braisa teaches us that you don't have to do so, and it seems that there is no mitzvah of Teina, and the Gemara will ask that certainly it is a mitzvah of Teina, as that's a mefurish pasuk in Pasuk Kisetze. And finally, the Braisa ends off tachas masoi underneath its package masoi shiyach lamavoy. It has to be a package that it could withstand, and generally it could hold. And if the owner overloads the animal, then there is not a chiyav of prika. And of course, this is exactly like Rabbi Yisai Glili taught us in our Mishnah. And the Gemara continues with its raya against Rava. The amrit tzabal chaim deraisa mali revitz mali ravtson umali oimed the bishlema if tzabal chaim is lav deraisa. So we could understand that the Torah tells us there's a special din of Prika, and there's a Gzeir Sakasa that tells us that the mitzvah of Prika only applies in specific scenarios. However, if we hold that Tzabal Chaim is Deraisa, so why should it be a difference if it was only a Mikra that it fell down, or if it happens all the time, or if it was still standing? As Lemaisa, if this animal is Bitzar, then certainly the din of Prika should apply. And the Gemara answers that in a Chinami, that we hold Tzabal Chaim is Deraisa, and therefore there wouldn't be a difference between Reivitz, Ravtzen, and Oymed. However, Hamani, Rabbi Segli, this price is going according to Shita Rabbi Yisai Aglili, the Amar Tzav Bala Chaim Drabbanon, that we prove that Naflama Beis, that Rabbi Yisai Aglili hold that Tzav Bala Chaim Drabbanon, and that is why he says that there is a chiluk between a Masu Sheyachal Amabai or a Masu Sheim Yachal Amabai. And the Gemara continues, Hachinami Mistavar, I'll prove to you that this price is going according to Shita Rabbi Yisai Aglili, Diktani Tachas Masai, Masu Sheyachal Amabai, as the fourth din that we learned in this price was exactly the din of Rabbi Yisai Aglili that we had in the Mishnah, and as the Gemara states, that Man Shamadli, the Islai Hai Svar, Rabbi Yisai And who is the man the Amr that we know that holds the Svara of Tachas Masoy and Master Shiach Alamaboy? It's Rabbi Yisrael Glivi in our Mishnah. And since the Mishnah brought this din down from Rabbi Yisrael Glivi, it was Mashmur that the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon Achiluk Rabbi Yisrael Glivi. And therefore, Rav will respond that in a Chinami, the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon hold that Tzabal Chaim is Duraisa, and Rabbi Yisrael Glivi hold that Tzabal Chaim is Lav Duraisa, and this price is going like Rabbi Yisrael Glivi, and this price is going Shaloi Kahalacha. And the Gemara continues, we must book this law like Rabbi Yisrael Glivi. How can you see that the previous price is going like Rabbi Yisrael Glivi? Vaptani Seifa, but we saw the third din of the Braisa that stated, Tachas Masai V'loi Meferik, that the only time that the Chi of Aprika applies is only when the animal fell down underneath its package. However, if the animal did not have any package on it, and you want to go and put the packages back on the animal, then there is no Chiyav, and there is no Chiyav of Te'ina, and my limit for it, and what does the Braisa mean when it says that there is no Chiyav when the animal doesn't have our package on it? Elaim and limit for klal, if you're going to say that there is no Chiyav of Te'ina at all, and you never have a Chiyav to help the owner load his packages onto his animal, haksiv, but the Pasuk in Kisei states beforeish, hakim takim ibai, and therefore certainly there is a mitzvah of Te'ina, elabshita, limit for pechina, elabishar. It must be that the Braisa is teaching us, like the Rabbanon of the Mishnah, that although there's a Chiyav to do prika bechinam and you have to do it for free and you can't take any payment, however the mitzvah of Te'ina is even with schar and you could demand a wage. Therefore the Gemara says, man shamad lisli hai svara rabbanon, who is the man that omen holds of this svara that there's a chil between prika and Te'ina, and prika is bechinam and Te'ina is beschar, that of course is going on rabbanon, that argue on Rab Shimon in our Mishnah. And therefore we see that this price is going like rabbanon and the price is not going like Rabbi Yisrael Glivi. The Gemara answers, lo ilu Rabbi Yisrael Glivi over Te'ina savla rabbanon, that really the entire price is going like Rabbi Yisrael Glivi. And really this price holds that Tzabal Chaim is not the Raisa, and even though, as we explained, Rabbanon and Rab Shimon of our Mishnah argue on Rabbi Yisrael Glivi, however, certainly Rabbi Yisrael Glivi could hold like Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yisrael Glivi agrees to Rabbanon that Prika must be done b'chinam, however Te'ino can be done b'schar, and of course it's Tzarech Bia as to what the Havmin of the Gemara is when they ask the question, and certainly there's no reason to think that just because Rabbi Yisrael Glivi says one din, and he says that the only time that Prika applies is only by Master Shiach Lamabai, that doesn't mean that he argues on Rabbanon or Rab Shimon of the Reisha, and certainly he could hold like Rabbanon v'tzarech bia. The Gemara continues and will dash in two words, one for the pasuk b'negei prika, which states kisira chamar seinacha revit tachas masoi, and we will dash in the word kisira chamar, and the Gemara will also dash in from the pasuk in pash mishpatim b'negei mitzia that states kisifka sha'ivcha eichamari toya hashiv tashiven alai, and the Mefarshim explained that even though we're bringing a pasuk b'negei prika, this din would apply to Te'ina as well, even though the pasuk of kisifka sha'ivcha is referring to mitzia, it also applies b'negei din of prika and Te'ina, as they all are based on the same concept that a person has to help his friend and a person has to make sure to take care of mamu chaveri. And the Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa that the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim b'negei prika states kisira chamoy sanacha, and we learn kisira when you see it, and therefore yochal afilim rachak, you would think that maybe even if you saw it very far away, you still have to go and help your friend. Tamalayim kisifka, so the pasuk b'negei mitzia tells us kisifka shorach ivcha oichamayir toya b'derech. Therefore, the Torah is telling us that these dinim only apply when you actually meet the animal and you bump into the animal. And the Gemara therefore is, I kisifka yochal pigiyah mamish, if the Torah says kisifka, so you would think that you have to actually bump into it and you have to be right by the animal. But if you're not right by the animal, you would not have a chiyav to do prika or te'ina or to return a mitziah, tam loy me kisira. And therefore, b'negei prika, the Torah tells us kisira, that even when you see it far away, that you still have a mitzvah to do prika, in order that there shouldn't be a stira between these two psukim. So therefore, v'ezei riyah sheyesh b'pigiyah, how do you have a case where you see an animal, but there is also pigi involved? And the Braisa teaches us, shira chachamim echo mishavu mechsev b'mil v'zehu ris, that the chachamim evaluated that if someone is within 1/7.5 of a mil, which is a ris, then that is considered that's riyah sheyesh b'pigiyah, and therefore you'd be chayiv to do prika or te'ina. However, if he's further than that, that would not be considered a riyah sheyesh b'pigiyah, and he would not be mechuyiv to go out of his way and to walk that far in order to help his friend and do prika or te'ina, and even though he's able to see that his friend is struggling. And of course, since a mil is 2,000 amis, so if you divide 2,000 amis by 7.5, then you'll get 150 amis, which is approximately 300 feet. And the Gemara continues, Tana, we learned to the Braisa, umidada imoy ad pasa, that after a person does te'ina for his friend, and he helps his friend load his animal, so there's an additional requirement that you should escort this animal up to the share of a pasa, which is 4 mil, which is 8,000 amis. And as Rashi says, the reason is, shema yachsa b'ipol, as you want to make sure that the animal doesn't once again fall down, or its packages fall off the animal, and therefore you have to escort it for 4 mil. And some Rishayim learn that this is a din deraisa, and some Rishayim learn that this is a din derabanan. In any case, Amar Rav Bachana, v'neitel sachar, and Rav Bachana teaches us that certainly according to the sheet Rabbanon that hold that you're always allowed to take schar for te'ina, then certainly you could take schar for escorting the animal. But even according to the Shita Rab Shimon, who holds you can't take schar for te'ina, however, certainly all would agree that you could take schar for escorting the animal. We just explained this din of Rabbi Bakano, like the Ritva explained, and it's referring to te'ina. However, Ayin Taisa Diva Mascho Venoitel Sacha, that Taisa says that this din of Rabbi Bakano is going on prika, and Taisa says, Uprika Mari, Shiyari Penyerbites, as you're nervous, maybe it'll fall down. And Taisa explains the Iba te'ina as if it's talking about a case of te'ina, Pshita, then it's Pasha that you could take schar, the te'ina Gufa Beschar. Certainly, we passing like the Rabbanon, the te'ina itself, you could take schar, the Koshke Masha Medado, and therefore, certainly, you could take schar for escorting the animal, Ayin Sham. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and the first two reading of the Mishnah will be very similar. Avidosav Avidus Aviv, Shaloi Koydemes, if Reuven lost something and he's going to achieve that item, and his father also lost an Aveda, and he has a choice which one to pick up, then he could pick up his own Aveda first. Similarly, Avidosav Avidus Rabbi, Shaloi Koydemes, that if he has a choice between his own Aveda and his Rebbe's Aveda, then once again he has a right to pick up his own Aveda first. However, Avidus Aviv, Avidus Rabbi, Shal Rabbi Koydemes, if a person has a choice between picking up his father's Aveda or his Rebbe's Aveda, then he should pick up his Rebbe's Aveda, as his father brought him into Olam Hazeh, the Rabbi Shalom de Chachma, and his Rebbe that taught him Chachma, Mavil of Chayim Abba, brought him into Chayim Abba, and therefore the Mitzia of his Rebbe takes precedence. And the Mishnah continues that if you have a choice between your father and your Rebbe is Mitzia, but the Imam of Chacham, but his father is also a Chacham, then Shalom of Kedemes, then his father's Mitzia would take precedence over his Rebbe. Some Rishayim learned that the Gemara is saying that as long as your father is a Tam Chacham, then even though his Chachma is not on the level of your Rebbe, your father's Mitzia would still take precedence over your Rebbe. However, Ayin Nagoya Sagra in Oyes Beis, where he brings down from the Rif that the word Chacham over here is referring to someone that Shakel Neged Rabbi, that his father is on the same level as his Rebbe, even though his father wasn't his Rebbe, but the Maisa, his father still takes precedence over his actual Rebbe. And the Mishnah continues that just like we learned this din, B'negei and Aveda, so the Mishnah teaches us this din, B'negei Prika and Te'ina as well. As the Mishnah states, Ha'av Rabbi Noisim Masui, if your father and your Rebbe were carrying a load, Meniach HaShorabiv, Achach Meniach HaShorabiv, then you have to help your Rebbe, and then afterwards help your father. And a similar din would apply to someone that's captive, as Hayav Rabbi Beis Hashavi, if your father and your Rebbe were both captured, Paitis Rabbi Vachak Paitis Aviv, in the midst of a Pidyon Shvuyin of your Rebbe, takes precedence over the Pidyon Shvuyin of your father. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us, Vim Aviv Chacham, if his father was a Chacham, then Paitis Aviv Vachak Paitis Rabbi, then B'negei, the din of Pidyon Shvuyin, then his father would take precedence over his Rebbe. And B'negei, this word of Chacham, even those Rishonim that learn that in the first case of the Mishnah, when it said Vim Aviv Chacham, it referred to his father being on the same level as his Rebbe. However, possibly in our case, but in Gay Pidyon Shvuyin, then even if your father is a Talmud Chacham and he's not on the level of your Rebbe, then you still have a Chiyuv to be Poydim prior to your Rebbe. Possibly the reason why they say this is because the Mishnah didn't have to say this line of Bin Avil Chacham once again, since Lamaisa, the Mishnah only mentioned Bin Gay Aveda and didn't mention Bin Gay Prika, so it must be that the din applies Bin Gay Prika. The reason why the Mishnah mentions this din once again, Bin Gay Pidyon Shvuyin, is because it's actually telling us a different din that even if your father is not a Chacham like your Rebbe, the Pidyon Shvuyin of your father would still take precedence over your Rebbe. And the Gemara begins that the first two dinim of the Mishnah stated that your Aveda comes before and takes precedence over your father or your Rebbe's Aveda. And the Gemara asks, Minan Emili, how do we know that Shaloi Koydemes? And the Gemara responds, Amar Yudam Rav, Amar Kraz, the Paskin Pashas Re'e states, Efes Kiloye Becha Evyain. As Rashi explains in Masechta Sanhedrin that we learn out, Hizor Ba'atzbecha, you should be careful, Shaloi Tavi Lidei Aeneas, that you yourself should not come to Aeneas. Therefore, we learn, Shalcha Koydem Shalchal Adam, that your money comes before other people's money. But Amar Yudam Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rav, that even though I just taught you that Shalcha Koydem Shalchal Adam, but if a person always says that his money will come first, therefore he always has an excuse why he won't do Gemilas Chesed and why he won't give Tzedakah, call him Mekayim Ba'atzmei Kach, if someone goes and does this all the time and he's Mekayim this idea by himself and this becomes his major mantra of Efes Kiyolei Yubicha Evyein, Soi Ba Ludei Kach, then he will come to Aeneas, and as Rashi says, call him Mekayim Ba'atzmei Kach, Alpha Pish Layatila Lava Kosev, even though I just taught you that there's no Chiyah for you to do so, Yeshla Adamli Kanan Slavsim Mishuris Tadim, Beloyla Dakvik Shali Kaidim, Im Loy Behav Sumichiach, and a person should not be Medakvik and say that always my money comes first, not for the fact that it'll be a major Hefsid, Vim Tam Medakvik, if he constantly is Medakvik, Perk Me'alav, Oil Gemilis Chesed Vitzadaka, Vislav Shi Yistarach Labrias. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Hay Av Rabbi Noisim Masoi, and some agrees that this actually should state, Avedis Aviv, Avedis Rabbi, Avedis Rabbi Kodemes. Gemara explains, Tanar Abadam, we learned at the Brisa, Rabbi Shamrai, when we refer to your Rebbe, Rabbi Shalim de Chachma, we're referring to your Rebbe that taught you Chachma, and as Rashi explains, Svaris Utaimi HaMishnah, Lahavin Shalayu Seisa Zu Azu, Gemara, and this is what we call Gemara. And of course, in those days, the Gemara was not written down, but it's referring to your Rebbe that taught you the way to think and how to understand Mishnayos and how to understand how to paskin. And the Brisa continues, and it's not referring to your Rebbe that just taught you Tanakh or taught you Mishnayos. As Rashi says, Mishnah, the way that we were taught them, being time and first ben, and there's no svara that is explained in the Mishnah, and the reasoning is not explained, and that is something that we learn from the Gemara. And of course, this is the Shita Rameya. Rabbi Huda states, Kol Sharev Chachmasi Yemenu, that is referring to your Rebbe, that most of your Chachma comes from your Rebbe. As Rashi says, in Mikra, in Mishnah, in Gemara, it doesn't make a difference if this person only learned Tanakh, or only learned Mishnah, or learned Gemara, but if Rev Chachmasi came from a specific person, then that person is considered his Rebbe. And finally, we bring a third Shita, Rabbi Yisya Ema, Afil Loheir Enov, Elbe Mishnah Acha Zeh Rabbi, that even if someone only taught you one Mishnah, then he's also considered your Rebbe, and even if he only taught you one proud of that Mishnah, he's still considered a Rebbe. And as Rashi says, Heir Enev Shaydiya Tam Mishnah Achash Lo Yachal Havin. The Gemara explains, Amar Rava, Kagoyin Rav Scharia, Da Azbra and Zoyim Melistarin, that as an example of what Rabbi Yisi taught us, we're referring to someone like Rav Scharia that explained to us what the Lashon Zoyim Melistarin, which is found in the Mishnah Masechtas Kehila, means, and that's referring to a specific type of a spoon. And as Rashi says, Besei the Tyrus Yishnuya, Velo Yisi Yodea Ma Kliu, and I didn't know what type of Kli is, Velamadni Shu Kaf Gadoyla Shemisalkum by Zoyim Akadeir, Bakalachas Litzdodin, and he taught us that it's referring to a large ladle that they would remove the froth from on top of soup or on top of a pot. And Rava therefore explained that according to Rabbi Yisi, even though he only explained to us two words in the Mishnah, he would still be considered a Rebbe. And the Gemara continues, Shmuel Kar Mani Alea Dahum Rabbanon, the Asbury Echad Yeru La Amas HaShechi Ve'echad Peseach Kivein, Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Yisi. Therefore, when this Talmud Chacham died, he raised Kriya on him just like he would raise Kriya for his Rabbi Muvuk. And even though this Talmud Chacham only taught Shmuel one halacha and he taught him one Mishnah, which was a Masechtas Talmud, and he taught him the pshat that the Mishnah states, Echad Yeru La Amas HaShechi Ve'echad Peseach Kivein, that when the Kohanim used to go to open the Beis HaMikdash, there were two different doorways, and in order to enter the outside doorway, the only way to enter it was to stick your hand all the way inside the doorway in order to go and open it from the inside, and the Kohen's hand would go inside the Beis HaMikdash up until its armpit in order to go and open that doorway, and it was very difficult to open that doorway. However, once he got into that doorway, it was the second doorway after a small passageway, and that doorway was very easy to open, and he was able to open right away by turning your key. These two terms are mentioned in Masechtas Talmud in Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, as the Mishnah states, Hanichnasim Shachas of Terech Tlasas Heichel, the Kohanim that went into the Beis HaMikdash early in the morning to open up the doors of the Heichel, Mishazach B'dishim Mizbech HaPimi, etc., Ushneim Avtechis B'yadai, Echad Yair Lamas HaShechi, Ve'echad Peseach Kivein. And Ayin Rashi, who goes through a detailed explanation, and Rashi explains the Lashon Kivein in the first wide line of Rashi, Ma'ar B'loi Terech, that he opened up quickly without Tercha. And the Gemara continues, Amma Ula, Ula explaining, Talmid Chamash of Bavel, that the Talmid Cham in Bavel that used to learn in Yeshivas, and therefore they learn a lot from each other, so therefore they consider each other like the Rebbeim, and they would give cover to each other, and therefore Imdin Zeb B'Fezeh, they would give up for each other like they were getting up for the Rabbi Muvik. The Karin Zalzeh, when one of the friends were Nifta, they would actually rice Kriya, similar to the way that they would rice Kriya for the Rabbi Muvik. And as Rashi states, B'negei Adin, that Shmuel mentioned that he was Karin Mani, Kara She'emis Achel Kedin Talmud Al Rav, that they ripped their clothing in a place which was not on a seam, and therefore they weren't able to fix it, just like a Talmud has to do for his Rabbi Muvik. However, Ula continues, Elin Yaveda B'makim Aviv Ein Chazin El Rabbi Muvik, even though they gave cover to each other like it was the Rabbi Muvik, however, certainly that person was not the Rabbi Muvik. Therefore, when there would be a Shaila as to who is Aveda to return first, their father or their friend, then certainly they would have to return their father's Aveda first. The only time that the Rebbe would take precedence is only if it was Mamish, his Rabbi Muvik. Rashi explains, the Rabbi Muvik, Sherev Chachmasim Menu Ki Rabbi Huda, that he's passing like Rabbi Huda, that Rabbi Muvik is the Taich, Rev Chachmasim Menu, and Lachar, it's a bit Sarakbiya, as certainly we see that they did not hold like Rabbi Yisi, as Lafi Rabbi Yisi, since they learned one thing from their friend, then Lachar, they could be considered a Rebbe, even B'degei Mitzia. Therefore, it must be that they didn't hold like Rabbi Yisi, but potentially they could have held like Rameya, because Rameya holds Rabbi Shalom de Chachma, that Lemaisa they learned Gemara from each other, and therefore, why couldn't they be called a Rabbi Muvik, Vitzarakbiya? And I in the Baron Taisan Amid, and Makaran Zalzeh, where Taisis asked that Lachar, the Gemara, Mesech the Shabbat states, Chayav Lekreel Adam Kasha, Fit Loyoy, Beshasit Sias the Shama, and Taisis answers, Vishlema, the Hachamari, Bekara, Shaina Mesacha, that in a Hanami, we're talking about a Kriya that is done for your Rabbi Muvik, and as we explained from Rashi, that's talking about rice and Kriya in an area where it was not on a seam, and therefore you can't fix the Beged. And the Gemara continues, Kabayimine Rav Chista Rav Huna, Rav Chista was a Talmud Rav Huna, asked Rav Huna the following question, Talmud What is it then if someone finds the Aved of his father and the Aved of his Rebbe, and his Rebbe also sometimes has to come onto the Talmud to understand certain dinim? And as Rashi says, that this Talmud learned by another Rebbe, and therefore his current Rebbe needs him at some times to explain him different dinim. Maybe in this case we would say that his father would take precedence over his Rebbe. Rav Huna thought that Rav Chista was actually referring to himself, and therefore Amalei. So Rav Huna said back to Rav Chista, Chista, my Talmud Chista, lo tzrichna l'cha at tzrichasli, that I never need you, and you always will have to come on to me. And the Mashal puts the comma over here, and he says, that for 40 years they were makbid in each other, and they wouldn't speak to each other, and they wouldn't go and visit each other. And Rav Chista was makabal himself 40 tanesim because he made Rav Huna feel bad, and Rav Huna fasted 40 tanesim because he was choshed Rav Chista. And we explained the Gemara, like the Mashal, that we put the comma afterwards, atzrichasli, and then the word abba shnin goes together with ikpidi adadi. However, others learn atzrichasli ad abba shnin, as we know that a Talmud will not be able to understand everything his Rebbe said until 40 years, and therefore those few words go together, and then the Gemara continues, ikpidi adadi, that they will makpid on each other, etc. Before we begin the Gemara, let's just point out that we had a three machlekes as to the definition of rabbi, and the Rav Meir said, rabbi shlim de chachma, and referring to Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, kol shereiv chachmasi imenu, and Rabbi Yisi said, also, let's keep in mind that in our Mishnah, the Mishnah stated Avedis of Avedis Rabbi Shal Rabbi Kadamish, and the Mishnah seems to pass in like Ramea, as the Lashon of Mishnah is exactly the Lashon of Ramea, that Ramea said Rabbi Shalim de Chachma. Our Gemara now begins Itmar, Rabbi Yitzhu Bar Yosef Omer Rabbi Echron, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yitzhu Bar Yosef says in the name of Rabbi Echron, the Halacha is followed Rabbi Yehuda. The definition of Rabbi is Kol Shereiv Chachmasi Yemenu, and Rabbi Acher Bar Avhuna Omer Rabbi Sheshes, Halacha Rabbi Yisi, the halacha follows Rabbi Yisi, that the definition of rabbi is afilu lo heir eino ve'al b'mishnah achas zeu rabbi. The Gemara is umi am Rabbi Echron achi. How can you tell me Rabbi Echron passing like Rabbi Yehuda? From Rabbi Echron says halacha is tam mishnah, the halacha always follows the tam mishnah. V'tan our mishnah we learned rabbi shalim de chachma, and therefore clearly it's passing like Ramea. How could Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yisi tell us Rabbi Echron said halacha Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara answers my chachma reiv chachmasai in chenami when the mishnah stated rabbi shalim de chachma mevil lechaylan abba. It doesn't mean that he's mamish lim de chachma and he only taught Gemara, but the Mishnah actually holds like Rabbi Yehuda that it has to be Reiv Chachmasai and Eina Kanami. Our Mishnah passes like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why Rabbi Yechon also passes like our Stam Mishnah. He passes like Rabbi Yehuda, and this actually makes sense, as generally, if the Mishnah would say something and it would be very simple what the Mishnah meant, then it would not be a Chiddush Rabbi Yechon passing like our Mishnah, as he always holds our Loch Kistam Mishnah, and therefore it must be that it is questionable as to what our Mishnah meant, and that's why Rabbi Yechon had to pass in the Loch of Fals Rabbi Yehuda in order to tell us that that's exactly what our Mishnah means. And the Gemara continues, Tanar Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, and this Braisa was taught prior to the Mishnayos and Gemara being written, and therefore the Braisa says, those that learn Torah and learn Tanakh, it's a very good thing. However, it's not the major Midah, and it's not the best measurement. And as Rashi says, Midah hiktsas ve'inu Midah, shal Mishnah v'Gemara yofi meno, as certainly it's better to learn Mishnah and Gemara, mepnei shetaluyim begirsu mishtachim, since the Mishnayos and the Gemara wasn't written, therefore they could be forgotten. And as Rashi says, shibi yameim lo yeh Gemara b'chsav, v'gam lo yeh nitl lichtav, el Ephesians, Maitre Lavavis, Hischilu Deris Achrayim, Lukasvai. The Braisa continues, but Mishnah, if you learn Mishnah, Mida Venetla Le Skar, then that it is a good Mita, and you get Skar, and Gemara, Ein Lecha Mida, Gedele Mizu, there's no greater measurement than learning Gemara. Once again, Rashi defines for us Gemara, Kva Purashti Lamaila, Shu Lassis Lev, Lahavid Stimus, Taimah Mishnah Mahim, Ruchishtaim Sesu Zuazu, Yavan Tar, Chiu Shtaim Kayamis, Oyludas Divriatanai, Machlukim Medava, Venema Hamani, Plaini Chachamu. Finally, the Braisa says something which seems to be a stereo with the prior line, as the Braisa states, and you should always run to learn Mishnah more than Gemara. And the Gemara is Hagufa Kasha, that is Stira in the Braisa Mineo Bay, as Amr be Gemara in Lachamid Gedel Mizu, as we first stated by Gemara, that there's no greater measurement for Hada Amr or Elam Ratzel Mishnah, Yasmin Gemara, and then we say they should always run to learn Mishnah more than the Gemara. And the Gemara continues and answers Amr Abiechon, and we continue on Daflam Gimel Bay's, the May Rebbe Nishis Mishazu, that this Mishnah was taught us in the time of Rebbe, and it was prior to Rebbe going and putting together the Mishnah. Chayas and Shafka Kula Al Mastisin Va'azul Basa Gemara. In those times, since we had a cloud that Begemara Ein L'chal Midah G'day L'mizu, therefore people were learning Gemara and they weren't learning Mishnayas, and the Mishnayas were being forgotten, and therefore Hadar Darishlu, Rebbe was Darish for them, Elohim have Ratzel Mishnah, Yasimin Gemara, that it's better to learn Mishnah than to learn Gemara in order to make sure that people would focus on Mishnayas. And the Gemara is my Darish, and as Rashi says, Mitchilu Kishi Darish a Gemara Gadol, when originally Rebbe dashin for everyone that the Gemara is greater than Mishnayas, where did he learn this from? And the Gemara explains, Kedarish Rabbi Huda Rabbeloi, like the Drush of Rabbi Huda Rabbeloi, as my Siv, what does the Pasuk in Yeshaya mean when it says, Vahagi La'ami Pisham, or based Yaakov Chatasam? And the Gemara explains, Hagi La'ami Pisham, Eil Tamil Chabim, when it says Hagi La'ami, it's referring to Tamil Chabim, Sheshkagos Naslam Kizdanes, that even when they do an Aver B'Shoyeg, it is considered like a Zodan, because since the Tamil Chabim, they should have known better, and they should have learned Halachas properly, and therefore when the Pasuk says Pisham, it's saying that a Tamil Chacham is always considered a Pesha, and it's always considered he did Aver B'Mezid, and when the Pasuk states, Lobes Yaakov Chatasam, Eilu Amar, Shedzainis Naslam Kishkagos, that's referring to the Ami Aretz of Klal Yisrael, that even if they do an Aver B'Zodan, it's considered like a Shegeg, since the Amaratzim, and therefore they don't know Halachas, and they don't know the actual din. And as the Gemara continues behind the Tanan, and this din of Rabbi Huda Barbeloi is similar to the din that he mentioned in Masechtas Aveis, Rabbi Huda Imeh, as Rabbi Huda Barbeloi states, Vizor B'Talmud, you should be Zor to make sure that you understand the time of Mishnayas, Sheshigas Talmud Oil Zodan, because if you're Shegeg and you don't know the Halacha properly, then that will cause you to do Averis, and that will be considered a Zodan. And Lemaisa, from both of these Lemudim, Rabbi Huda Barbeloi, you see the importance of Gemara, as if someone doesn't learn Gemara and doesn't understand the Svaris of the Mishnah, then he potentially could paskin wrong, and that would be considered like he did Aveir Bezodain. And as Rashi says, La Ami Pisham, Ami Dahinu Tamid Chomim, Eschatosim Ani Kayir Pesha, Shahilam Losis Lei, Betime Mishnosim, Shivarlem Ala Ika, Le Yoyo Alochim, Tech Mishnah, Shaina Ika. Rashi also says, Shishigas Talmud, Im Shigisa Bayra, Bishigas Talmudcha, Shalayadat the Tam Mishnah, Venisatu but Tamacha, Umetekach the Misa La Dina Hira, Shaboli Yotka, Bulimati Manish Loikidas, Shaina Tam Kamashi Yisa Sava, Shilu Yadat the Tam Mishnah, Lay the Misa La Maisa Boli Yotka, and therefore you would pass it differently. Oil Zodin, that is considered Zodin, Onish Atalea Kamezin, Shizodu Biotcha, Shalisha Alta Tam Rabcha, that you would consider Zodin, since you should have asked your Rebbe what the proper reasoning is of the Mishnayas. And the Gemara continued, Darish Rabbi Huda Rabbeloi, Rabbi Huda Rabbeloi now dashens another Pasuk in Yeshaya, as Maidach Siv, what does the Pasuk mean in Yeshaya that states, Shimud Varashem, Acharedim al Devorai, Amru Achechem Seinechem, Minadechem, Leman Shmich, Barashem, Vinir Bissimcheschem, Vehemi Vaishu. And Rabbi Huda Rabbeloi learns that when the Pasuk says, Shimud Varashem, Acharedim al Devorai, those who tremble at the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to the words of Hashem, Eil Talmid Chachamim, this is referring to the Talmid Chachamim. And Rashi states, Eil Talmid Chachamim, Shashimshu Chacham Harbe, Lulamdim Taim Mishnasam, Zebazu, Vizabazu, that they will Mishamish many Talmid Chachamim, and therefore they understand the Mishnayas that much better. Sheina Kol Bakiyim Bekulon, not every single Rebbe was Baki in all the Mishnayas. And then when the Pasuk says, Amru Achechem, Eilu Balamikra, when it says that the brothers will say, that is referring to those people that learn Tanakh, and as Taisus says, they are considered your brothers, Shani Yoyd and Dinam Vairais, Ki'im Al Pi Bali Gemara, that the only way that they know Dinam and Arais is only through Bali Gemara and through their brothers. And the Pasuk continues and says, Soinachem, Eilu Bali Mishnah, this is referring to people that learn Mishnah, and as Rashi says, Shashain and Bali Gemara, because they hate the people that learn Gemara, Lefisha Bali Gemara, Oimim Bali Mishnah, Shahim Bali Oilam, because the people that learn Gemara say about Bali Mishnah that they are destroyers of the world, Kalamina Mesech the Saito, and as we learned in Mesech the Saito, Hatanayim Mivali Oilam, Shemer Malacha, Mitech Mishnasam, and Taisa says, Soinachem, Eilu Bali Mishnah, Shesvurim Leida, Kamoy Bali Gemara, Ve'inim Yoidim, Biradova, and the Pasuk continues and refers to Minadechem, those people that are considered that are in Chirim and they're pushed away, Eilu Am Oretz, this is referring to the Am Oretz. Rashi states, Minadechem, Eilu Am Oretz, Shetamid Chum, Snuyin, Misuavim, Lahem Knida, that the Am Oretz, they hate Tamid Chumim and they despise them just like they were Nida. And Rabbi Yehuda Rabbeloi continues, Shema Taima, Pasuk Sivram, Obatul Sikuyam, and if you will say that these people that have such a bad Nida, maybe they actually don't have any hope and they will not be able to go and greet Mashiach, Talmud Lema, therefore the Pasuk tells us, that they will actually see the joy of Mashiach and they will be included in that joy. And Rashi explains that the Hamin would be that since the Pasuk says that they will say that because of us Hashem's name will be honored, and it's mashma that they only say this but ultimately they won't greet Mashiach, therefore the Pasuk says that we will see in the Simcha of Mashiach. As Rashi states, that the Pasuk doesn't say Ve'er b'simcha askrim, that the Navi says that I will see the Simcha. And therefore the Navi is telling us that all of us will actually see the Simcha and will see the coming of Mashiach. And the Gemara continues, Shema Toyma Yisrael Yerveshu, that maybe we would say that even though they will see Mashiach, but they will still be embarrassed in front of Mashiach. Therefore the Pasuk says Ve'him Yerveshu, that they will be embarrassed. Only the Ayud Chavim will be embarrassed. V'Yisrael Yisbechu, but the Yisraelim will be happy and they won't be embarrassed at all. Hadlach Eil Metzias, Hadlach Eil Metzias, Hadlach Eil Metzias. And we begin the third parak of Masechtas Bava Metzia, and we begin the Mishnah. As we learned in Masechtas Bava Kama, there are four Shemim. There's a Shem Chinam, a Shem Sachar, a Shoyel, and a Sachar. Our Mishnah will discuss the dinim of a Shem Chinam, and as we know that since a Shem Chinam doesn't get paid, therefore he has a very low Chiyuv of Shmira. Even if an item is stolen or lost, then he's not responsible to pay the owner. However, the Torah teaches us that there's a Shvua Duraisa that he has to take, which is called the Shvuas HaShemim, where the Shemim would swear that he actually was not Shelech Bayad, and he did not keep this money, and the actual item was actually stolen or lost. And our Mishnah now begins, HaMafkid Eitzach HaVeir Behemah Kelim V'nigdu V'yishavdu. Reuven left his Behemah or his Kelim by Shimon, and he made Shimon his Shemim Chinam, and then this Behemah or the Kelim was stolen or lost, and really at this point, Shimon is Pata because it was Nigdu V'yishavdu, and L'maisa there's a Chiyah for Shimon to make a Shvuah, and instead of making Shvuah, Shimon decides that he'd rather pay, and Shilom V'yiratzu L'shavah, and therefore, if Shimon actually pays Reuven for his animal, for his Kelim, and he didn't want to swear, as he really could have patted himself because the Shem Echinim could swear and be pata, and therefore Nimsa Gana Misham Tashlumi Kefel Tavachamach Misham Tashlumi Avel B'chamisha. As we know, if you find the Ganav, then the Ganav would have to pay Kefel, and if the Ganav was Tavachamach, then the Ganav would be chayav to pay above B'chamisha, and Lemi Mishalim, and who would the Ganav make this payment to? Lemisha Pekadin Etzloi, he would have to make the payment to Shimon, and as Rashi says, the Kivin the Shilim, that since Shimon made the payment, Kana Kol Tashlumah, so at this point Shimon owns the rights to any future payments, and he took over these rights from Reuven. However, the Mishnah continues, Nishba V'lei Ratzel Shalim, if Shimon swore and he didn't want to pay, and therefore he is parted from Tashlumin, Nimtza Gana Misham Tashlumin Kefel Tavach Amach Misham Tashlumin Abel Chamisha Limim Mishalim Baal Bekodin. And certainly in this case, since Shimon did not pay Reuven, therefore Reuven has the rights to Kefel and to Abel Chamisha. And the Gemara begins, our Mishnah gave two examples of a Shem Chinam, either Hamafke Itzach Aveir Behema or Kalim, and the Gemara asks, Lamin Lamista Behema V'leim Lamista Kalim. L'chari, why did Mishnah mention the case of Behema, and why did Mishnah mention a second case of Kalim? And L'chari, the Gemara's question is that we should only mention Behema because the din of Kefel and the din of Abav Chamisha applies by Behema. The din of Abav Chamisha doesn't apply to Kalim, and therefore it makes more sense for the Mishnah to only speak about the case of a Behema. And the Gemara answers Tzrichi that we need both the cases, the Itan of Behema. If we only say the din of Behema, Havmina Behemu do Makalei Kfeila Mishnah Nafish Tircha Liulu V'la Fukei. So one may have a Havmina that Benegei of Behema, when Reuven gave this Behema to Shimon to watch, he understood Shimon is going to be busy with this animal, and therefore the original intent was that he's going to be makter the kefil and dal the hay to Shimon as long as Shimon doesn't swear and Shimon pays him if there's a gneva aveda that occurs. However, maybe in the case where Shimon is guarding the kelim of Reuven, maybe Reuven was never makter the kefil to Shimon, since lemaisa it's very easy for Shimon to watch the kelim of Reuven and there's no great tircha. Therefore, the Mishnah had to give us the example of kelim, and the Gemara continued v'itana kelim. And if the Mishnah would only give an example of a keli, and of course by a keli there's a din of kefil, but there's no din of dal v'hei, therefore havamina kelim would kamak lekefila mishul le'nafesh keflayu, then maybe the din of the Mishnah applies to a kelim because l'maisa the maximum amount that Reuven is giving to Shimon is kefil, and therefore initially when Reuven gave this keli to Shimon, he understood that if Shimon actually pays for the keli and he doesn't pattern himself by making a shvua, then he's happy that he'll go and give him the kefil, and Shimon will gain that if they find a ganav, then he'll receive kefil. However, the Gemara continues, Al Behema, if the Mishnah did not mention the case of Behema, the Chitavach Machem Misham Dashlum Vidal Vehe, and if Tficha Mechir occurs, then the Ganav would have to pay Dal Vehe, and Shimon would actually have a windfall, Emele Makalek Fela. Maybe Reuven never intended to be Makal Dal Vehe to Shimon, and maybe the din of the Mishnah would not apply, Tzricha, and that's why the Mishnah had to give us both examples of Behema and Kalim, and we will stop over here.